Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Thursday, the 26th of August. And thumbs up to our Paralympians.
They've started like a firecracker. We've got 7 News' Blake Johnson live from Tokyo for the Paralympics.
To find out what's happening on the Central Coast, who do we turn to?
Oh, Rick Hart.
We've got him on our podcast as well.
Council Administrator.
When I say the word bomb to you, Robert, do you just conjure up thought?
I'll run.
Yeah, exactly. Explosion, massive.
Oh.
And that was the what
forecast.
We asked this week when everyone's going, weather bomb, going to hit the Central Coast, weather bomb.
Oh, no. And everyone's singing, oh, is my roof going to survive?
Yeah, you know, batten down the hatches.
Oh, no, I wish I'd finished that drainage last time.
And we got a little bit of wind and rain.
Yeah.
And on there, do they do it?
Parking cars underneath anything?
Yeah.
To protect them?
Putting your doona over the car.
Yeah. I've done that before.
Yeah,
hail. Where you put a blanket on the car, then wrap that in another sheet.
Yeah.
Oh,
protect it from hail.
Yeah.
But I think the Bureau say that just to sort of cover themselves. So if it doesn't happen, they're covered. If it does, it happens, they're
told
covered.
Told you so.
Told you so. There was going to be a weather bomb.
Warned you.
Yeah, but maybe just a rain bob.
Might not have really.
Yeah, hit the mark, really.
It's more like a little crazy jack.
Someone turned on a sprinkler.
But the main threat we're seeing is what's called a weather bomb. Now, you may not have heard of this, but it's when a low-pressure system drops 24 hectopascals in 24 hours, which is exceptionally rare.
Look at this baby on the satellite. Wind and rain hit us all through the night. Roof is leaking, go get the mop. I'm gonna fix it when this stops.
I'm gonna get around it eventually.
All of the mats that we use are wet. They're soaking up just like our pets. The wind was so strong that it blew away my bins, my clothes, and my toupee.
What are you gonna call it?
Rain bomb, rain bomb. It was a rain bomb. We got a few inches way out of your
You're looking sharp as a razor,
thank
Paddy
you,
Gerard.
Thank you. I cut my had a gutful after 9 weeks, Rob, and I didn't have any hair clippers. So Bear and Taco, my two dogs, they have clippers. So I did my hair with dog clippers.
What is you call them dog clippers? But what is the difference?
There's no difference. It's just that it's got.
They're just human clippers, but you use them on the dog.
Oh, no. They're pet clippers.
Oh, so they can charge double.
Yeah,
anything that's called a dog bed, all of a sudden it's $400.
Yeah, same with a wedding. If you put wedding onto a hire car, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Just jack up the price.
Yeah, a reception set, a cha-ching, cha-ching. But if you just say, oh, I've got a birthday party.
I need a photographer.
Yeah.
For
a wedding.
No, it's not a wedding.
For a wedding.
No.
And so I did this. And
we're having a white party. But only one person's going to dress in white.
Why is it so that every time you mention certain words like that, up comes the price? But, mate, so cha-ching. But the only thing is, by using dog clippers, you can use dog clippers to do your hair.
All right.
The only thing is...
Can I just describe you what you've done?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Paddy Gerard has taken his dog clippers and he's gone at his head. I'm calling it about a 3 comb?
I think it may have been, or maybe in 2.
Oh, gee, I don't know. It doesn't look that short.
Okay.
Well, it sort of is.
We'll say a 3. Say a 3.
It's close. It's Sergeant Bilko.
Yeah.
Close to Sergeant Bilko. Yeah. There's no sides and back and short top. It's just
straight
all
over.
I
could be in the Army Reserves of Savo.
There was no skill involved. Yeah. It was just.
Did you find
any bumps?
Yeah. It was very lumpy at the back. And when I said to my wife, Kirst, I said, oh, babe, can you finish it? Anyway, she came in just to do the back because you've got to do the square edge at the back. And she said, oh, your hair's so wet. Why is that? I said, oh, that's my sweat.
Oh, no.
Because I just ran up the stairs a few times before that. But the only thing is that when we're using dog clippers, what's happened now?
You do find out how much dandruff you have.
Yeah,
been
not too bad. Not too bad, mate, actually. But all what I've done now is I've started scratching and sniffing people's butts. So there's a downside to doing your hair.
I don't know what you've caught from your dogs, but it's got to be something.
We've got Rick Hart, who is the administrator of Central Coast Council, joining us at 7:11. G'day, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
G'day, guys.
How you going, mate?
Oh, extremely well, thanks.
We did a bit of a poll this morning. Do you reckon that the government's going to announce the Central Coast will be coming out?
Having restrictions eased.
Do you reckon
this week? Do you reckon they'll be eased?
What do you reckon?
I reckon we'll get one or two freedoms, which being the new word for things.
Yeah, yeah. That's a yes.
You know, from your sources, do you know what those freedoms are?
No, not at all. They don't tell me anything, the state government. They just say what we can do and what we can't do.
Right, okay. Well, I tell you what you have been doing, because when you took over, the council was in a dire strait, but a report shows that the council's on its way back to financial recovery after, what, $650 million down the drain?
Well, we had a very large debt, and we were actually trading very poorly. So we were trading in the order of sort of close to $100 million losses. And we did have a forecasted $115 million loss in November last year, which was at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
And we actually ended up the year with only making a loss of about $61 million. So we did about 50-odd plus million better than we thought we were going to do. And the first month's report, because we're now onto the monthly reporting cycle, which I resolved that the council would produce a monthly financial report. So the first one for the month of July for this financial year shows that we're right on track with the current budgets, which show a small surplus. So, yeah, it's all pretty positive news at the moment.
Rick, does this mean we could see changes to the 15% rate rise?
Not at all, because we require that current rate structure to continue to deliver the positive bottom line,
yeah.
And also that repays the last $100 million loan that we had to take in order to be able to restructure the entity back in December last year.
So, fair enough. There'll be no introduction of a casino at the public library, because they make a lot of money, casinos.
Yeah, they do. They do. They do indeed. And look, I've given it a fleeting thought, but I just don't think the community's prepared for that yet.
No, right. Fair enough. Okay. Now, look, when are we going to know which of the assets have been sold off to help with the council's financial recovery?
As soon as we've got final settlement on the tranche 1 and 2, I'll let the community know exactly what we have sold and approximately the price we got for it. But whilst we consider them sold at the moment, they're under contract, but they're not settled, if you know what I mean, which is we haven't got the cash in the bank yet. And we don't really want to, start counting our chickens before they've roosted, so to speak. So, we've basically underway there. So all the things that we said we were going to do as part of the business recovery plan, we've basically put a tick in the box. And the only thing we've still got to do is just make sure we continue the current rate structure through for the balance of the 10 years, which was the 10-year financial plan that we put in place. So, yeah, we're well on the way.
So you've minimised the losses this year, but there are still losses. How long before the coast starts making a profit and we can really eat away at the debt?
I'm hoping this financial year we will turn a small surplus. The budget shows we'll make a small surplus of only $7 million, but after $100-odd million loss, that's not a bad turnaround. So we're hoping that will build slightly from that point onwards, but that is reliant on, and I have to stress the point, it is reliant on that the current rate structure continuing. If it doesn't continue, because IPART are in the position where they can remove it after 3 years, then we will be having to look at a further $25 million cut to the overall business.
We are with Rick Hard, Administrator from Central Coast Council. Rick, the draft water security plan, it's been endorsed for community feedback. What is the draft Central Coast water security plan?
Well, it's really just a plan that's been... It has had some consultation with the community. It's out for a further 4 weeks now for a wider consultation. But it's just making sure that the community actually value the reliability of getting away from the climatic dependency. So, and obviously the climate provides water with rain, but we want to get away from that, because at times, obviously, we get drought. We want to ensure that we've got a continuous supply of water. So the plan is really in three parts. It just, first of all, talks about continuing to conserve and use water efficiently. So that's more in the education way. And then it's talking about using water to its maximum potential, which means we can look at extracting drinkable, potable water from wastewater. And then the final one is where we may have to do some quite large investment, which is looking at things like a desalination plant and so on. So that's the sort of kind of long-term plan. Good news is we don't have any major capital expenditure proposed in the next few years. because obviously we'll be a little bit short of money. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, keep saving that money. Keep saving that money, Rick.
No to the council-run casino.
All right, Rick. Hey, listen, thanks very much for taking time out.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Bit nervous, mate.
Well, yeah, I know.
Bloody nervous.
Been given an opportunity. I didn't realise how much work went into reading news.
We think Fergo and, you know, Peter.
Just Overton, walk up start.
Yeah, at 5 minutes to six, they turn just rock up. In there.
No. Where's my coffee?
They just have their suit and their shirt and their tie, and underneath they just got a
underpants.
Underpants. It's quite often it's just undies.
And Ugg boots.
And that's it.
On a cold day.
That's right. No, it's not like that.
No way.
And we have dressed for the occasion today, both of us, because that's why I got my hair cut as well, with using dog clippers.
Ah, see?
Yeah, that's what it was for the audition we're doing now.
I had not thought ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So Channel 7 approached us and said, listen, guys, can you do a dummy? We're thinking of doing a news show.
As an audition for a news reading position on the news team.
So we thought we'd use the Channel 7 theme if we're applying for Channel 7. And they said, just keep it local. And
enough time's passed. I can go back there.
Of course you can. Of course you can. Did you upset too many people there?
Oh, a couple.
But see, they live in different rooms, Better Homes and Gardens.
As I left the building,
scene.
Kicking and screaming.
Oh, yeah. Smashing windows and tables and chairs.
And taking stuff.
Oh, how many pens you get?
still
using
a lot.
Them and stickers
and envelopes.
So what we've done, this is sort of dummy news, and unfortunately they said do something about the Central Coast. So we thought it'll just be about us. Yeah. We're very self-indulgent, up ourselves people. So now Miss K, our producer,
we play the tape?
Yeah, Miss K is our producer. This is going live, so don't stuff it up. She's going to roll the news theme as soon as we come in. Oh, there we go.
Hey.
Yes, good morning, Central Coast. I'm Paddy Gerard.
And I'm Robert Palmer.
Gladys Berejiklian, State Premier, and several other MPs. Don't make me laugh. Robert, stop making me laugh.
No, Berejiklian.
Oh, sorry, we'll do that again. Okay. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian and several other MPs have sat together and listened for 3 hours of Paddy and Rob Palmer. The Premier wasn't impressed after 5 minutes.
And we want to get out of this as quickly as we can.
And what did State Health Minister Brad Hazzard say about listening to 3.5 hours of Paddy and Rob Palmer?
Is one example of the worst of the worst.
Meantime, Victorian Premier was a little more optimistic about the non-award-winning show.
We are certain to fail, though.
Mm. And finally,
if we don't all take this seriously.
Yes, too early.
Finally, the peeps on the street have spoken about Triple M Central Coast Breakfast Show with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
Because you guys are filthy, dirty, disgusting enemies of the people.
You guys are so weak.
Up you too, you mongrel. Sorry. Stop. That's news. I'm Paddy Gerard.
And I'm Rob Palmer.
Oh, that was bloody brilliant, mate.
For Channel 7.
Oh, I just forgot to say that. You know what? On. That has got legs. Honestly, has got legs.
We'll tidy that up and send it to him.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's Build My Ag.
Okay, this is part two, week two of Build My Ag.
Yep, I reckon there's a few more parts left in this.
Yeah, we've got businesses on the Central Coast to go to triplem.com.au and say, hey, listen, Paddy and Rob, can you build an ad for my business?
Yeah, that's free advertising.
Damn straight.
We're
going up to Tookley, and we have got Paul, and Paul is from the Tookley Car Park Butchery.
G'day, Paul.
Hey, boys, how are we?
You're not bad.
Going okay. Mate.
That's the way.
Yeah,
what's happening?
Just done an ad for you, mate.
Sounds good.
what have you been cutting up this morning?
I'm a little bit nervous about this.
So are we. We are very nervous, Paul.
You should see the advertising team at Triple M. They don't even talk to us anymore.
Now, Paul, how long have you been at the car park butchery, buddy?
We've had the shop now for 18 years.
Oh, wow. You're a local, dead set.
Yeah, we've been here for a little while. Enjoy it.
Good stuff, mate.
Oh, I bet you do.
Loyal customers?
Yeah, plenty of them, mate, yep.
What's a butcher's favourite cut of meat? If you had a barbecue and you could have any cut you wanted, what would it be?
I'd have to be either a Bushman cutlet or a Scotchy.
Scotch fillet?
What's a Bushman cutlet?
Bushman cutlet's a Scotchy on the bone, so a Viking cutlet, yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, just hearing you talk, Paul, you guys, the butchers, have codes as well, like the Scotchy. What do you call the eye fillet? The Izzy?
Yeah.
Stop it.
What about the rump? Do you go rumpsy? What's that?
No, just, no. Yeah, just the rump.
Okay, Ross. And what's your big special today until we do our ad? What's the big special?
The big special would be our homemade lamb pot pies.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, they go
nice.
Right.
So you, because I love that when the butcher does the whole thing for you and you go in there and it's all set out nice and you can pick what you want. So you got the little pot pies, and they got the pastry over the top, and you just basically take it out of your shop and straight into the oven.
Straight into the oven, mate. They're all pre-cooked. You just got to heat and serve.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
I wish we
you.
Would have known that when we built this ad. now, Paul from Tookley Car Park Butchery.
Brace yourself.
Okay, here we go, mate. Have a listen. Right, this is the ad that Rob and I have made for you, buddy.
Honest attempt,
okay. Buddy. So here we go, mate.
It's okay, Tookley Car Park Butchery. Biggest sale ever. Never repeated prices on lamb chops, beef cheeks, rump steak, chicken breasts. All up to go with bargain basement prices. It's Tookley Car Park Butchery. Biggest sale ever. If you want meat, they've got meat. Lamb shanks, brisket, sirloin, T-bone, ribeye, pork belly. All up the door at bargain basement prices. If there's one day to add meat to your shopping list, today is the day. Tookley Car Park Butchery. If it's made of meat, it's good to eat. 229 Main Road, Tookley. The only butchers on the Central Coast with 10 fingers.
Paul?
That sounded pretty good.
Is that all right?
We okay? You still talking to us?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. No, that was pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, if you've never had a sale, today's the day, Paul.
Yeah.
I reckon it'll all happen today.
All right. Well, mate, thank you very much for taking part in Build My Ad. Hope it goes well for you today, mate. And thanks for listening to Triple M as well, buddy.
Yeah, no worries, buddy. Too easy. It's a pleasure.
Good
one,
mate.
Thanks for keeping us all entertained.
Thanks for that, Paul.
Our pleasure, mate. We'll rip that out a couple of times over the next day or so. We'll see how we go.
Good on you, fellas. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Paul from Tookley Car Park Butchery. Get up there for those pies and the cheap meat. Okay, time to cross to Tokyo, speaking with Blake Johnson from Channel 7 about the Paralympics. I reckon, Blake, because I just letting you know that I cut my hair yesterday. It's because 9 weeks we've been locked down. I cut my hair with my dog clippers.
And he's just cut half a second off his 500-metre sprint.
Now,
might have been a good omen for the team because they smashed it yesterday.
I didn't know what. How good are we going? The Australians on top of the leaderboard at the Paralympics.
Unbelievable. 6 golds, 4 in the pool and 2 on the track, cycling track. Leading China after day one on the Paralympics medal tally. Very impressed. I reckon even the most optimistic of analysis probably didn't have us going this well, but we'll take it.
Mate, that is huge.
Do we have, with the Paralympics, do we have more of a representation, in relation or compared to other countries than we do with the previous Olympics?
We've got 179 athletes here. It's our largest ever team, but about half of them are first timers. So there's a lot of new, young athletes in that team. It's our second biggest team. I think Sydney was a larger team, but it's certainly our biggest away Paralympics.
Wow, geez, it takes some bravery to get out there and just do it like that.
Unbelievable. And that last, I don't know if you talked much of the swimming, but that last 25 metres from Lakeisha Patterson and Ben Popham. It's like I was jumping around watching it. It was just an amazing finish to the match. And then Ben Popham from Perth, they were just going nuts back at his old sports club last night. So it's great to see people getting behind the Paralympics. These are going to be the most watched Paralympic Games ever. Heaps of coverage. So if you haven't checked it out, get across it.
Blakey, I was watching the table tennis on 7 yesterday and I saw the lad with the bat, holding the bat in his mouth. And that's how he's playing table tennis.
I know, right? It's the skill from some of these athletes and obviously there's a lot of adversity they've had to overcome, but the way that they are able to use different parts of their body to play a sport that, to me, even as an able-bodied person, I struggle. I can't imagine playing it with, a bat in my mouth. Hats off. It's just some of these stories of these blokes are incredible.
Oh, and the toughness of the guys in the wheelchair rugby, I can't get over that. You'd be arrested for carrying on like that in the street at home.
I liken it to Mad Max, those some of their wheelchairs are like that. And, it's legitimately called murder ball outside of the Paralympics. It's not hard to see why when you watch a game.
But how will Australia go against France? Because they are, 6:30 tonight, wheelchair rugby. How will the boys go?
Well, we're going to have to go well because we dropped the first game to Denmark yesterday unexpectedly by one goal.
Yeah.
So Riley Batt, who is one of our flag bearers and is widely regarded as the best player in the world, would not have been happy with that. Having said that, it's been super interrupted for the wheelchair rugby team because of lockdowns over the last year. They haven't been able to train together for a long, long time. So they're starting a few steps behind. Wheelchair basketball's also up today. The girls lost yesterday to Japan, but they've got another chance this morning. And then the blokes take on Iran tonight in the wheelchair basketball. So I checked it out yesterday. See, it's for a non-contact sport, wheelchair basketball is a lot of contact.
Mate, what are some of the other events Australians are featuring in today at the Paralympics?
Mate, we're back in the pool, so a couple of medals possibly on their way there. I love the mixed relay, which is coming up today. We've also got some, as I mentioned, the basketball, table tennis. There's a bit of equestrian for the horse lovers, and we're back at the cycling track as well.
Oh, it's going to be, mate, all on Seven. Don't forget, use the app that we use for the Olympic Games.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.